The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. If you'll be opening up to the book of Psalms, we're going to be beginning in Psalms chapter 97 tonight. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. I want us to spend a few moments with that thought tonight. Think about what it means for the Lord to reign. Human history is full of stories of men's reign. Rise and fall of reigns. Kingdoms that rise and fall to more kingdoms and more reigns of men. We see people rise up against the reign. We see people subjected. We see all this stuff. And through it all, we see the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Let's do a little thought experiment with me tonight to begin this. Let's take man and take each person and completely isolate him from all other men. He has no way of contacting, no way of influencing any other man. In a political science sense, this would be anarchy, where each man would do exactly as he felt, because that's all he could do, because there would be no influence from another man. Is that man truly in control of and can do whatever he wants? Can he flap his arms and fly because he wants to? Can he start a fire with his mind? No. Even when man is completely isolated, we find that he is still subject. He's subject to the laws of reality. The Lord reigns. This reality is what he created. And no matter what man does, no matter what man tries to do, he cannot escape the fact that the Lord reigns. When you think about that thought, do you respond, as we see here, with rejoicing and gladness? It says, clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. As lofty as his throne is, up in the clouds, in the vast darkness of the night sky, the foundation is righteousness and justice. That is what his reign is built upon. Some people struggle with this. They say, look around, look at the world. There's all these problems, all this evil, all this hatred. How can the Lord be reigning? But righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Regardless of what evil you can find out there, what you see occurring, there's a lot of it. You don't have to look very hard in this world to find pure unadulterated hatred, to find pure evil. You don't have to look far. There's plenty of examples. How can the Lord be reigning through that? How can that be righteous and justice reigning? Because brethren, whatever happens, however much evil is out there, right is still right, good is still good, and evil is still evil. The Lord does reign, and righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. That is what his whole reign is built upon. That good, love, and joy will always be good. Hatred, murder, all this will always be evil. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. The Lord reigns, and anybody who opposes him will be consumed by fire. You know, a fire, when it consumes something, is actually fueled by that which it consumes. It's not in conflict with what it's burning. It doesn't overcome what it's burning. It's actually strengthened by what it's burning. Those who oppose the reign of the Lord fuel the fire because they are consumed by that fire. They are fueling their own destruction. That is the reign of the Lord. Let the earth rejoice. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole world. Lightning strikes, thunder rumbles. That's the Lord's reign. Nothing was made that has been made. All of that is His. It's His creation. It works by His command. So when you see that lightning streak across the side, the sky, and you feel the earth shake from the rumble of thunder, that is the Lord's reign. The mountains that melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, it's the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. He doesn't just reign over mankind. He doesn't just reign over some spiritual realm. He reigns over everything. Our reality that we exist in was created by Him, and He reigns over it completely. Everything at His command. His righteous, just throne controls it all. Let the multitudes of the isles be glad. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. We can look out and see that world that He created, the world He controls. We can hear the thunder roll, and we can see His glory. The glory of the Lord who reigns. And we can rejoice in that Lord, because we can see His great power. And all people can. We're told since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, even His eternal power and Godhead. So there is no excuse to not know He exists. There is no escape from the reign of the Lord. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship Him, all you gods. To serve and worship anyone else, anything else, to trade the incorruptible for the corruptible, is to bring shame and reproach. Idols are not just carved images. It says, put to shame the who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Idols can be many things. Anything that we put before the Lord who reigns can be an idol to us. And shame on Him who does that. Because after all, worship Him, all you gods. Those things are under the reign of the Lord. They fall under His reign. To worship them, put them over the Lord, is to put it backwards. Have it wrong. That's where the shame comes in. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Is this where we are when we consider the Lord reigning? They are glad and rejoice because of His judgments. And why not? Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. That which is good. Always. How can we not be glad in His judgments? You know, if there was any power that had the power to create a world, that power would have authority in that world. Rejoice that the one who created this world is a God of righteousness and justice. That is who reigns in this world. Rejoice and be glad because of His judgments. For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. That the God who defines righteousness and justice, full of grace and mercy, is exalted above all others. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. You who love the Lord, hate evil. If you love the Lord who reigns, the Lord is in charge of all, the Lord who has based His throne on righteousness and justice, hate evil. That's what opposes Him. That's the opposite. That's what opposes Him. He reigns. It's in opposition. It will be consumed with fire. Hate evil. He preserves the souls of His saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Let the multitude of the isles be glad at that. He preserves the souls of his saints. Those who love him hate the evil, as we just read. Those who rejoice in his reign, he preserves the souls. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. The Lord reigns. Rejoice, you righteous, and give thanks. What a great God to have reigning over us. Preserves our souls, delivers us from wicked, consumes that evil that we said, how can God reign with it there? That's what opposes him. He consumes that with fire. He bases his throne on righteousness and justice and preserves our souls. He preserves. He does it himself. The Lord reigns. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. What does this rejoicing look like? What does this remembrance look like as we think of his reign? Let's move on to Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with the trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. Sing to the Lord a new song, he says. Rejoice, for the Lord reigns. And he has made known his salvation, we see. We already said he preserves our souls. He's made it known to us. Not only has he done it, he's shown us. At this point, he has manifested to us. We read that his grace was given before the foundation of the earth, and now manifest through his Son. His righteousness has been revealed. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. He's brought salvation to every corner, possible for every man. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Shout joyfully to the Lord. Break forth in song. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. For he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world. That brings us joy. He's coming to judge the earth, and he preserves those souls. With righteousness he shall judge the world. All those evil things, those things are consumed. Things we say, how can he let that happen? He judges those with righteous judgment and the people with equity. Continue on with me to Psalm 99. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. Something else we should think about when we think of the reign of the Lord. You should see his great power and tremble. Dean spoke of a healthy fear of the Lord this morning. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. This is the God who can make the sun stand still, because the people he wants to succeed are succeeding in battle. So the sun will stand still for them so that they continue to triumph. The earth be moved. Tremble. Let the people tremble at his power. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. see the power of God. He reigns. We tremble. Then we praise his name for that power. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. Then worship at his footstool. See his power, that healthy fear for his power, and then worship the Lord. He is holy. His strength loves justice. He has established equity. He has executed justice and righteousness. With all that power, he could be anything. He is righteous and just and establishes that. Worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives, though you took vengeance on their deeds. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. The great people of old called upon this Lord. They trembled, and then they worshiped, and they called upon him. To them, he was the God who forgives. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. He is the God who forgives. Tremble, though he may take vengeance on their deeds. But worship and be glad. He is the God who forgives. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Put him above all others. He is the Lord who reigns. He is the Lord with all power. Put him there. Keep him there. Tremble at his power and his might, but rejoice at what he uses that power for. How he uses that power to preserve his saints and deliver them from the hand of the wicked. Let's read one last psalm. Psalm 100. He says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures forever. The Lord reigns. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Let the earth rejoice. Think of the reign of the Lord. What does it mean to you? What does it mean in your life? Tell you right now, everyone here is subject to the reign of the Lord. I've heard it spoken from pulpits before. Every time it comes time to give an invitation, trying to say the same thing over again, trying to say it a different way. I've heard people stand up there and say, if you want to let the Lord reign in your life, come forward. That's been the invitation offered. I tell you, that's not true. You don't let the Lord reign in your life. He already does. The Lord reigns over everyone. You just decide how he treats you. That's where you decide. Returning to Psalm 97, remember, in verse 10, it says he preserves the soul of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. That's the one path. The other path was up in verse 3. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. He reigns over all. He controls the fate of all. You don't decide whether he reigns in your life. He does. There's no way around it. Even that person completely isolated who has subject to no one's reign in any way is subject to God's reign because God created this reality. Which side do you stand on? When you think of the reign of the Lord, do you rejoice? Because he's saved your soul and he's preserving you and delivered you out of the hand of the wicked? Or do you tremble at his power and the fire that's coming to consume his enemies? We have opportunity tonight for anybody here to act and to make that decision. If you've never made that decision before, we stand ready to help you, assist you. If you need to study, study. If you need to put the Lord on in baptism, put him on in baptism. He's reigning in your life. Subject yourself to him. If you have done that, if you have subjected yourself to him, but you find you're in need again, you're rebelling again, you're fighting against the reign of the Lord. If there's anybody here who has need tonight, come forward as we stand and sing.